The book of Numbers, chapter 5. Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Numbers 5, verse 1. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they put out of the camp every leper, and everyone who has an issue, and whosoever is defiled by the dead. And so we see from this that where God is, evil has to be put away. And these things made a person ceremonially defiled, and they represented sin. They were a type of sin. 3. Both male and female shall you put out, without the camp shall you put them, that they defile not their camps, in the midst whereof I dwell. And so it's just like unconfessed sin in the life of a Christian. It defiles our relationship with God, and it has no place in the presence of God. He will not tolerate it. It cannot be business as usual with someone who tolerates sin in their life, just as it could not be business as usual for the Israelites if they tolerated something that was unclean in their camp. Verse 4, and the children of Israel did so, and put them out without the camp, as the Lord spoke unto Moses. So did the children of Israel. So anyone having an infectious skin disease, a discharge, or anyone who touched a dead body could not fellowship with the Lord at the tabernacle, nor could they be with their fellow Israelites. And again, all these diseases left a person ceremonially unclean, and they symbolized sin. Verse 5, and the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, when a man or woman shall commit any sin that men commit, to do a trespass against the Lord, and that person be guilty, then they shall confess their sin which they have done, and he shall recompense his trespass with the principal thereof, and add unto it the fifth part thereof, and give it unto him against whom he has trespassed. But if the man have no kinsman to recompense the trespass unto, let the trespass be recompensed unto the Lord, even to the priest, beside the ram of the atonement, whereby an atonement shall be made for him. Verse 9, and every offering of all the holy things of the children of Israel, which they bring unto the priest, shall be his. In other words, it shall belong to the priest. And every man's hallowed things shall be his. Whatsoever any man gives the priest, it shall be his, because the laborer is worthy of his pay. And we see here the law of compensation, which is what I was just talking about. Any sin against man, of course, is also a sin against God. And as a result, both the victim and God deserved satisfaction. If a person harmed another person financially, they had to compensate for any loss, plus they had to add 20%. And God wanted to make sure that crime did not pay in Israel. And if the offended person was dead, and if the offended person had no survivors, then the compensation was to go to the Lord's work. But one way or another, it was to be given, it was to be paid. Verse 11, and the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, If any man's wife go aside and commit a trespass against him, and that's talking about the sin of adultery, and a man lie with her carnally, and it be kept hid from the eyes of her husband, and be kept close, and she be defiled, and there be no witness against her, neither she be taken with the manner, and the spirit of jealousy come upon him, and he be jealous of his wife, and she be defiled. He suspects, in other words, that adultery has been committed, but doesn't have any hard evidence. Or, if the spirit of jealousy come upon him, and he be jealous of his wife, and she be not defiled, maybe his suspicion is wrong. Whatever the case, 15. Then shall the man bring his wife unto the priest, and he shall bring her offering for her, the tenth part of an ephah barley meal. He shall pour no oil upon it, nor put frankincense thereon, for it is an offering of jealousy, an offering of memorial, bringing iniquity to remembrance. Adultery was not tolerated in the covenant between God and his people. If a husband so much as suspected his wife to be guilty, he could bring her before the priest. And it says in verse 16, and the priest shall bring her near and set her before the Lord. And the priest shall take holy water in an earthen vessel, and of the dust that is on the floor of the tabernacle, the priest shall take and put it into the water. And the priest shall set the woman before the Lord and uncover the woman's head and put the offering of memorial in her hands, which is the jealousy offering. And the priest shall have in his hand the bitter water that causes the curse. So the priest began the ritual for learning either the innocence or the guilt of the wife by presenting her before the Lord, and that's key. You present her before the Lord at the tabernacle. And then he took the holy water, the blessed water, and mixed it with dust from the tabernacle. 19. And the priest shall charge her by an oath, and say unto the woman, if no man has laid with you, and if you have not gone aside to uncleanness with another instead of your husband, be thou free from this bitter water that causes the curse. But if you have gone aside to another instead of your husband, and if you be defiled and some man has laid with you beside your husband, then the priest shall charge the woman with an oath of cursing. And the priest shall say unto the woman, the Lord make you a curse and an oath among your people, when the Lord does make your thigh to rot and your belly to swell. And so this bitter water, if the woman was actually guilty, if she had committed the sin, it would cause physical problems, very serious ones, and it would result in her not being able to have children. If she's not guilty, there would be no problems. And the Holy Spirit was in charge of this whole thing. This wasn't just a trial by ordeal. This was Holy Spirit led and Holy Spirit administered, and the result was ordained by God every single time. Verse 22, and this water that causes the curse shall go into your bowels to make your belly to swell and your thigh to rot, and that is if the woman was guilty. And the woman shall say, amen, amen. In other words, okay, I'm willing to do it because I'm innocent, okay? Verse 23, and the priest shall write these curses in a book, and he shall blot them out with the bitter water, and he shall cause the woman to drink the bitter water that causes the curse, and the water that causes the curse shall enter into her and become bitter. Then the priest shall take the jealousy offering out of the woman's hand, and shall wave the offering before the Lord, and offer it upon the altar. And this was a thank you to God, which signaled that he was in charge of this whole operation and would determine the innocence or the guilt of the woman. 26. And the priest shall take an handful of the offering, even the memorial thereof, and burn it upon the altar, and afterward shall cause the woman to drink the water. Verse 27. And when he has made her to drink the water, then it shall come to pass that, if she be defiled and have done trespass against her husband, that the water that causes the curse shall enter into her and become bitter, and her belly shall swell, and her thigh shall rot, and the woman shall be a curse among her people. And if the woman be not defiled, if she was innocent, but be clean, then she shall be free, and shall conceive seed. So she'll be able to bear children. God will see to it. God is a justice, God of justice. He's a just God. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right, the Bible says, and he will do right in a situation like this. 29. This is the law of jealousies. when a wife goes aside to another instead of her husband and is defiled, or when the spirit of jealousy comes upon him, and he be jealous over his wife, and shall set the woman before the Lord, and the priest shall execute upon her all this law. Then shall the man be guiltless from iniquity, and this woman shall bear her iniquity. Well, the woman was forced to repeat an oath that she would suffer if guilty and be okay if she was innocent. The oath was written, and the ink was blotted out into the holy water, and then the woman drank it. And if she was innocent, she'd be okay. If guilty, she'd get sick. And it should be noted, however, that her sickness would not be caused by the ingredients put in the water. This was just a holy ritual that God would honor.